This is Apocalypse Radio for Sunday, September 28th, 2025, 5:20 in the p.m. This is webisode 822.
They're the good guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, good guys, and sign in, please.
This is Apocalypse Radio for
insert date here
2005.
Dude, your intro is so 2005.
Oh, it's 2008.
2025?
Is it really?
I can't. I can't.
And now, here's your host, Charlie.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
And Shaman.
Insufferable cock.
And we are back.
Hola, senores and senoritas.
Charlie over here.
And Shaman over here.
What's going on, my man?
Waking up, as usual. It's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. That means Shaman isn't getting up till 4 o'clock.
Oh, geez. I wish.
I
would love to.
No, it gets old fast. Trust me. It gets
I
old
just
fast.
Once. Just once.
Just once. Okay.
Yeah. I just like to, you know. Yeah, you know, I woke up and I was awake. So I'm like, shit, all right.
All right.
But, yep, I'm up and moving, so.
Yeah, see, that's my problem is I get up and I'm like, I want to get up, but I don't want to get out of the bed. I like just laying there because I can fall back asleep for 20 minutes at a time. If I just didn't have that, all right, give me 10 more minutes thing going through my head, I could get up and move around. I tried to get up at 10 o'clock, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. Plus, I stay up so fucking late.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm just telling you earlier about getting sick last night and not being able to play golf with the guys. I guess I started reading about midnight.
Yeah.
And next thing I knew, it was like 2:15 in the morning.
Oh, geez.
And I didn't even realize. I had just been reading there so long that it didn't even occur to me. Time had passed.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was like, oh, it was 2:15. I was told myself I was going to get in bed by like mid-30 or 1.
Yeah.
Threw that out the fucking window.
Well, you were up early yesterday, too.
I was up way early yesterday, yeah. 9, 10 o'clock? Yeah. Yeah, so we could go out to breakfast and...
Yeah.
And do nothing else. Well, I always feel like Saturdays are such a waste because I'll get up early and we'll either go see the kid... Or we will go out to eat. And once we're done, for the rest of the afternoon, there's nothing going on. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. So it's like I get up early, go out and do what we're doing, and it usually doesn't take any more than 2 or 3 hours max.
Yeah.
And, you know, by 1, 2 o'clock, I'm back home sitting there going, what do I do now? You know, we don't come downstairs and watch TV till 6 or 7 at night. You know, what the fuck? So I end up sitting here fucking hitting the bong every 10 seconds and burning my lungs out and reading shit on Reddit and all the other boards I use. Yeah. It's
oh,
just
man.
Utterly wasted time. Wasted time.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least I get some Animal Crossing time in. That's good.
Yeah.
How's your Animal Crossing
time? Dude, I've not played at all this week. I've just been so busy with stuff. I have not played at all. I've had it sitting in my bag to play at work when I'm like taking lunch or something. But I've not even taken lunch at work this week.
Damn!
I had to work while I was eating lunch, so it's like I was so far behind on shit.
Your character's gonna die on the island. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
they can't die. Matter of fact, it's kind of sad. A lot of people make comments about the fact that they wish you could kill him because it'd be a lot of fun if you could kill off your guests. But you can't. You can't even hurt him. Matter of fact, they take it so far. They take it to this level. There's no killing of, well, depends on if you consider fish an animal. There's no killing of.
No characters.
Well, no. I mean food. As in, like, there are, once you get to a certain point in the game, you not only have DIY recipes for making furniture and shit, but you also get, like, DIY food recipes. And you can make food and give it to your residents as gifts. Like, you can make a fish dish and all this different shit with the things you find around the island. And you have to fish, of course, to find them. But that's the only food in the game. There is no, meat or anything like that. It's fish.
Yeah.
Fish, squids. that's what the food is in the game.
Yeah.
I guess they're like, that's not really violence, I guess, is the creator's thought.
They're in the water. Nobody sees them.
That's kind of my take on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I understand why pescatarians, are pescatarians and they only eat fish because it does seem like a...
Nobody raises a bass.
Right. Yeah, nobody raises a bass. There you go. And, you don't...
Nobody has a pet flounder.
No.
You know?
Yeah. There's no indication of any intelligence whatsoever.
Yeah.
They got a brain the size of a peanut.
You can't eat hermit crabs.
No.
I guess you probably could, but,
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's not something that you go to the pet store. Hey, I would like a regular crab. You can't get that.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I still remember in the 70s, silly people. I still remember in the 70s when all that shit first started popping up about how cruel it was to cook lobsters alive and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember there used to be activists who would go into Red Lobsters and steal the lobsters out and run out of the stores and take off to save their lives and return them. And I'm like, so where are you going to return it to?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no salt.
You can't
water.
Go dump them in the Ohio River.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No,
they need salt water.
Yeah.
You remember, of course, I'm sure the giant tank in the front lobby of all Red Lobsters once upon a time. I wonder if they do that anymore. They would actually let you pick your lobster when I was a kid. You could go out to the tank, point to it. The kids used
to love
it.
I want you to kill that one.
Yeah, exactly. I want that one.
Kill this one. Yeah. I want that one to die.
There you go.
It looked at me funny.
It was pretty twisted, teaching kids to a little violence,
Yeah.
But it was really good lobster. It's where I developed my love of lobster. God, I haven't had lobster in years.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No. You know what? It would if my friend Tracy hadn't changed positions. We used to go to Waffle House once a week, but she changed positions and became a manager, and now she works through the week, and the only days off she has is Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So we never go out to eat anymore, but back when we were, she took me to this place called the Stormin' Crab.
Yeah.
And they do, you know what the proper term is, I don't, fish boils or...
Yeah.
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 Seafood boils, a mixture of everything, lobster, shrimp, fish, all this different shit, and they steam it and cook it that way, and they just bring a giant... bucket to your table that's filled with this shit. Sausage and potatoes and all that different shit. And it was delicious. Oh, my God. It was one of the best things I'd ever eaten. And I want to get up off my lazy ass and go over there again. The only thing that makes me hesitate is I'm going to be going by myself. And that shit's not cheap.
No.
Man, they do market prices at the Stormin' Crab. And I've... Market prices has always been a concept that blows my mind. It's like, wait a minute, you're telling me the price changes every day? What the fuck?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, getting used to that, I was like, that doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense in today's world. Makes perfect sense. You got to get that shit.
So, no, I plan on getting back in this week. It's like, I've got to get some rest. I've got to get some sleep.
How far?
Catch up on work.
So how far have you made it?
I mean, I'm still in the early stages. I'm crafting shit.
Okay.
And catching. I've now built a fishing pole.
Cool.
And I got the people on the island, but not much past that point.
Okay.
We're still living in tents.
How many people have you got on the island?
4.
Really? You've done the build out of their items and everything?
They got their tents, you know.
Oh, they don't have
their... Well, I guess myself, I've got the two that were there originally, and then the mayor, whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Tom.
Yeah, the guy, once shelled
Tom. Yeah, Tom Nook, that loan-taking or loan-giving bastard.
Yeah,
gives you money and then wants it back.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Hey, you can pay me back. I'll move your fucking island, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the first time I built an island. I remember what a pain in the ass it was to have to build each part of your house because, you know, he'd say, this part's going to cost $100,000. Well, no big deal, you know. I'll work it off and pay that when I save up the money. And then you get to the next one, it's like, this expansion is going to cost you $250,000.
Yeah.
And they keep going up until the final expansion, if I remember right. The final expansion is like 1.2 million bells.
Jeez.
For the final, and that gives you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? That gives you 5 rooms and maxes out your house.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be opportunities as you go through to get things like storage sheds. Yeah. I've already built one, and when we get a chance, I'm going to go over to your island and drop you off a storage shed and show you how to use it. Because that way, if you have a storage shed, if you collect a bunch of shit like I do, I just go around and bang the rocks and buy everything in the shop and everything else.
Yeah.
If you do that, your storage will fill up quick. But there are ways to buy expansions to your storage as you go through the beginning of the game. And to access that storage, you have to go back to your house every time you want to access that storage, which is a pain in the ass. So I built a storage shed, which you can carry with you, and wherever you are, you can throw it down, have instant access to all your storage, and then pick it back up and shove it in your pocket and not have to worry not have to worry about going all the way home to deal with it. Yeah, they're handy as fuck. Same thing with the ABD, which is actually an ATM. There's a point in the game where you can get an ATM to carry with you, and that way you will always have constant access to your money. And it is handy. It actually does come out handy.
Yeah,
because there's an island where, I won't go into it, but there's an island with a bunch of people like few fortune tellers and special photographers and shit like that. There's an island with those.
Yeah.
And it's useful because you can take your ATM with you and whatever money they need to do whatever, you can just go ATM, pull out the money. Here you go, here's the money. You know, instead of going back forth from your island to there carrying lots of money. It's a pain in the ass to carry money. Pain in the fucking ass. So, that's where, now we go.
Sorry, Cunt Callum. I have not had a chance to play a lot of the game, but I'm going to get into it so I can bitch about it some more and hope the King of Cartoons comes by and pays me a visit.
Yeah.
Sucks me off, whatever he does. I don't
know. Wait, which one?
The King of Cartoons can come by and suck me off, or whatever he does.
Well, let's see. You're going to, I'm trying to remember.
I've got a ways to go, but I plan on trying to get in.
Yeah.
You know, after we get done with golf at night, I'll just take the Switch to bed with me and I'll just play it before I fall asleep.
Oh, there you go. See, that's that's what I would do if it weren't for the fact that I have to hear the sound and Barb would kill me if I turned the sound on. But I've got to hear the sound.
Well, Terry's never in bed when I go to bed.
Right.
I go to bed before her.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
We're not one of those weird couples that sleeps in different bedrooms.
Yeah.
Even though we know a few people that do that. But I'm it's like 11:30. I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
And she's still up. She comes to bed about midnight.
We've discussed that possibility before, having separate bedrooms. We have discussed that, but never actually moved on it. It's such a weird concept to me. I'm like, I can't imagine.
I know several people that do it.
Oh, I know quite a few. My boss, Jerry, he used to joke about the fact that him and his wife hadn't slept together since their 30s.
And, Rocky, our buddy Rocky.
Oh, that's right, Rocky. That's
yeah, him and Mickey have different rooms.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
And if you
I brought the idea up once and was met with a cold stare. So
yeah, that's like, kind of the way.
Why you don't want to lay in the bed with me?
Yeah, no. There you go.
No, that's not it at all.
No, but that's the way they take it. you don't want to sleep with me? That's not it, honey.
See, the thing is, we've got also the dog in there too. So
see, exactly. That's our problem too. And the Chihuahua is a fucking.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't even fucking talk. Don't even fucking.
No, it's not Chihuahua. Her size.
I've got a 75-pound motherfucker that cannot get close enough. It's like if she could split you open and lay inside your carcass, she would. That's how close she wants to get.
See, that's the way it is with the Chihuahua for Barb.
Yeah.
The dog will snuggle up against her and keep pushing her until she's over at the edge of the bed. And then she gets mad at me going, you're forcing me out of the bed. And I'm like, it's not me. It's the dog.
Yeah.
You know, well,
how much strength does the Chihuahua have? You can push back on that.
She'll scratch you. She will push and she will bite and she will scratch. Uh-huh. She will
move. Maggie just keeps, she puts her back up against you and she just kind
of. Yeah, she just starts pushing. She wants over there.
Next thing I know, Terry's like, damn it, Maggie. And, you know.
Dogs don't care.
No.
They just want space.
No, they don't want space. They want to be right up next to you.
That's true. Yeah.
They just want to be right next to you.
She is so hot. Man, so. She'll get up against my leg and just 5 minutes later, I'm like, get off me. You are fucking sweating me.
There we go with that. Has any movies came out recently?
Nothing worth a note. Shit. Let's
see. When will Spinal Tap 2 be out on some kind of digital media? So in the theaters.
Yeah. I'd bet within 3 or 4 weeks. I'd bet. Matter of fact, let's see.
There's actually a. If you didn't know, there is a Spinal Tap tribute album out there.
No, I did not know.
Yeah. It's for, you can get it, Teen Cancer America. It's a division of the Teen Cancer Trust that Roger Daltrey started.
Okay.
And, there's only so many copies that are going to be available digitally.
Oh, okay.
And it's got, people from the Foo Fighters, Guns N' Roses, Queens of the Stone Age,
damn,
Foreigner, and all these, the Go-Go's. Trying to think who else is all these different artists that have done like a 13 track album of Spinal Tap film.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll have to dig that out.
Hope all the American fans are leaving the Ryder Cup. You know, there's still 3 matches to go.
Oh, is it that bad?
Yeah. No, I mean, well, they've lost.
Right.
Europe got 14.
Jesus.
And it looks like U.S. will get 13.
Oh, shit. So close.
It'd be like 13.5 to 14.5.
Damn.
It is going to be the final. If it all goes down, you know.
I watched a few minutes yesterday. And, I did hear them bitching about
the Americans. They got smoked yesterday. Today, they actually are doing really well.
Right.
And really will win the day. They had 5 points to start the day. And will wind up with 9 at the end of it.
Okay.
More than likely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, okay, where was this the rest of the week?
Yeah. Where was this ability yesterday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Damn. Yeah, I caught it. Like I said, I caught somebody yesterday, and they were definitely talking about the fact that the USA was stumbling hard.
Yeah,
in the competition.
Oh, the first, you know, 2 rounds just was horrible.
Jesus, that's too
bad. And they went to singles, and you know,
went to hell.
There you go. Yeah, went to hell for that.
Did we play the other night when we played? Last time we played, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Did we play on the course the Riders on?
Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea what that course is.
You had to ask me, and I have no idea right now. I could have told you 2 hours ago.
Damn. It doesn't matter. I mean,
it doesn't. You know,
it's in what is New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
People were being mean to Rory. I'm like, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. I did catch one clip of him telling the audience to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
because they were at him a little hard. And it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, aren't you from, where are the Irish?
I don't know.
Are you Scottish?
I don't know.
He's one of those two. And I thought those people had, you know. This is from, you know. People that drink a lot and cuss each other out. It's like, really? What are Americans doing that?
from what I've seen, from what little I've seen, but from what I've seen.
I mean, did his wife have an abortion and they were like yelling at him or something? I don't know.
It just seems it's like,
I mean, what could you really do that gets in his head? What I heard was that it was a lot of noises being made during his backswing.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah, you know. Ireland. He's Northern Ireland.
He's Ireland. Okay. Okay.
So he's Irish. Well, come on, dude.
You'd think, you know.
Callum, you weigh in on this and let us know.
Yeah, there you go.
Why is Rory McIlroy such puss? him and his wife were like split up for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got back together. I mean, who knows? Who knows what kind of. I mean, here I've known some people who would heckle people at baseball games.
Oh, okay.
They'd sit in the outfield and heckle the outfield players.
Oh,
they'd like research their family and stuff.
Oh, damn.
And would just like pull out some brutal, brutal heckling.
Shit.
And just trying to get their attention.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Damn.
And like, you know, your sister only has one arm because, you know, lost it in an accident or something. You know, do brutal shit.
Fuck.
You know.
That's cold.
Damn. Yeah, it's kind of funny at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine. That's funny. Jesus. Well, I'll have to. Yeah. Today's the last day, you said?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, it's okay. Over now. It's actually over, but they're still playing out
the game. The
final holes. Yeah.
Right.
So you can get a final score.
Okay.
And it's 14-12, which honestly, everybody's going to be amazed that it's 14-12.
Right.
Because it was, like I say, it started the day off 11. To, or sorry, no, 11 and a, no, no, 12 to 5.
Oh, shit.
So,
damn.
Yeah. So the U.S. did a good job. They just, you know, it's too little too late.
Yeah, they fumbled the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Too bad.
So, and there's, you know, two groups still out on the course, and then it'll be over with, you know, for real.
Okay.
But,
well, let's see. Yeah. Box office, one battle after another. Number one,
which I'm interested in. I don't even know what that's about, but
it's about an ex-revolutionary on the run. That's it. I mean, that's basically
what kind of revolutionary?
Doesn't you know, say
Revolutionary War.
No. Ex-revolutionary like mercenary, like a mercenary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of
say ex-mercenary. You know?
Yeah, something like that. I agree. They should have just said something like ex-merc or ex-agent or. Well, however you want to call it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It got number one with $22 million, which was under what they predicted it would do. It's R-rated. It's, oh, shit. It's nearly 3 hours long.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, it's got, basically what they're saying is it's got a lot working against it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's too many choices out there. I mean, shit, weapons is still out there.
I mean, what is it with DiCaprio in three-hour movies?
I don't know. He just loves that long shit, man. He loves doing those roles in long fucking movies. There's some movies I understand the whole three-hour length, like the Marvel movies. You know, at least the big ones like the Avengers.
Okay. Yeah, when they're like culminations of shit.
Right, right. When we get to the focal point.
But let's be honest, Age of Ultron probably could have been cut about 20 minutes out of that.
It could have.
Yeah.
You could point
but
to almost.
Endgame and Infinity War, okay.
Those were good lengths.
Even though, you know what? Infinity War, they probably could have cut some of that out too.
Think so?
No, there was some gratuitous fan service in there that didn't really move anything forward.
True.
Yeah. You know, and you kind of got hung up into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
More so for me, the second movie, Endgame, that whole sequence with the females banding together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know. Well, they did that. Remember, they did that in the first one too.
Did they?
In Infinity War.
Okay.
Where all the women come in, we got this. Yeah. You know.
And it ain't, you know, anybody listening, it's not the fact that I have any
It's
issue.
Not a sexist thing or anything like that. No. It's just like,
it was just know. Stupid. It was what? How do you want to say it?
It's posturing.
It's posturing, and it's virtue signaling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so like, oh, look at us.
We may not make any movies about women, but guess what? We're going to give you this 5 seconds.
Exactly. We'll give you this 5 second scene. That should be enough.
Yeah. See, there you go, chicks. Be happy.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
That's all it is.
Yep, that is.
And when we do make a movie about a woman, it ain't that good.
No.
I liked Black Widow.
Black Widow's
great. It was okay.
I did enjoy Black Widow. Yeah.
The Wonder Woman movies, on the other hand.
Bleh.
The first one was okay.
Yeah.
Never even broke down to watch the second one. After I heard all the ghost, you know... Steve shit. I'm like, fuck this shit. I ain't watching this crap.
The second was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. And it even had Pedro. You'd think Pedro would bring it up a notch. No. Pedro couldn't even save it.
Yeah, that was even before he was even,
the big guy, yeah.
Yeah. Now they're all bitching about him.
Yep.
He's in everything.
What? Yeah. Yeah,
he was starving for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. He was starving for
a
long time.
Nothing.
Then he became the darling of the fans. Everybody was like, Daddy Pedro, and all the women were calling him Daddy and shit.
It was Mandalorian. He didn't show his face. And right. It's like, ooh, and, you know. Then you had Last of Us.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he just blew up in everything.
Yeah, he blew up. Everybody loved him. And then suddenly it's like, he's in everything. We don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, dude. He just got here. He'd been here waiting for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, agree. I don't think he's the best Reed Richards.
No. No, I think that was a miscast.
By far?
Yeah, I think it was a miscast.
Yeah. I think that was name casting because there was nobody else. I mean, you know, there's nobody in the movie that's really a huge name.
Right. Yeah, no, nobody. No.
Other than him.
Exactly.
And, you know, there may have been a thing. That may have been an ABC decision or a Disney decision because that was before... Iger got back involved.
True.
You know.
Very possible.
And that's when they were trying to crank out so much stuff and attach big names and...
Yeah.
You know.
They wanted to carry the weight of the movie on the marquee names, not the actual movie.
The thing is, though, they didn't realize that their successful big-tier movie names...
Yeah.
Were people that had pretty much come at the end... Not the end, but they were on a downturn.
Right.
Downey was not a big name.
No.
When he did Iron Man.
Oh, no.
I mean, everybody knew who he was.
Yeah, but they knew him for Jail.
They knew exactly. Jail and Drugs.
Yep, exactly.
And Chaplin.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And Chaplin, yeah.
I mean, he was in some great movies and did some great stuff, but he wasn't who he is now.
Ah.
You know. Chris Evans was not known.
Yeah.
Ruffalo was indie guy.
Right.
He wasn't a household name.
No.
Hemsworth, definitely not. You know, nobody really knew who he was.
Ruffalo's more of a name now because he whines a lot.
Yeah, he is a pretty whiny little bitch.
He is there, yeah. And it's
good for him. But yeah, exactly. the thing is, nobody cares.
Do I?
Nobody cares.
No.
Yeah, no, he's the perfect Jurassic Park meme. Hey, Mark Ruffalo said something. See, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
You know, you haven't moved the needle at all.
I think he's really good. Really good actor. But
the
whole, you know, fighting for lost causes thing is just.
Yeah. Hey, he just finds it. Hey, there's a sword. I'm going to fall on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah. Let's see. What else was in the top 10? Battle After Another. God, it's all about battle. Ah, there we go. No.
Yeah, there's
Gabby's
just nothing
Dollhouse.
Out there. Yeah, I mean, that's for little girls. So.
I was going to say, I don't know what that is. Gabby's Dollhouse number two.
Evidently, it was a TV show on somewhere.
Okay. Let's see.
But Kristen Wiig, who will appear in anything now.
Oh, she will. Yes, she will. God
yeah,
love her.
Yeah.
God love her. Number five, The Strangers Chapter 2. I never saw The Strangers Chapter 1. Yeah, I never saw that. Blah, blah, blah. Then comes...
Who's even in that?
Nobody.
Oh, nobody. There you go.
Yeah, if I remember right, there's nobody. Rennie Harlan directed it, which is sad because he's fallen quite a ways. He directed the second Die Hard. I think Rennie Harlan did the second. He's got quite a few good, really good movies under his belt. This is, it's not really a worthy task of him to direct a movie like The Strangers Chapter 2. Fuck that. Let's see. Rounding out the top five, and number three and four, Demon Slayer, the cartoon, and The Conjuring Last Rites, which I really want to see. Demon Slayer is still slamming massive money. Biggest anime release ever in North America. Picked up, 118 million domestically after three weekends.
Wow.
Boy, that is a barn burner for for Japanese anime. Yeah. Damn. The other one I want to see, it apparently did nothing. It did, or at least the second week, it did nothing. 4 million this week is Him, the
football the new Peele movie.
Yeah. Well, it's produced
by Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're attaching his name to it like it's something.
Yes, exactly.
And it did seem pretty interesting.
Yeah, it does. It looks...
But I just don't think anybody's going to, you know. It's I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It's nice. It's not going to sound really bad.
Okay.
Well, I mean, no. It's okay. African American horror movies.
Okay.
You know, it's like the stereotype is black people don't like scary movies.
No, it's not really.
Or they're like, you know, or they don't find themselves in that situation.
Yeah, well,
you know,
yeah, that's
when scary shit happens, I get out. Nope, I'm out.
Yeah, that's I made a comment
with the supernatural stuff. It's like, yep, I'm out.
There you go. Yeah,
it's like even every black comedian always talks about. That's why black people, you don't see black people in scary movies, is because we're leaving.
They're smart enough to get the fuck out. I was just joking.
Yeah, exactly.
About that. Yeah, I was just joking about that with Barb. The only horror movie that I can think of offhand that was black oriented was very, very funny, and it was a horror comedy.
With Blackula?
No, The Blackening.
Oh, The Blackening.
Me and Tim were talking about that last week.
Well, yeah, but the one that really was, it was like Jordan Peele's first flick, though.
Yeah.
That was the one that, okay, there was some scary shit in that one. What was the name of that one?
Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out was awesome.
Yeah. And then they just try to recapture it, and it just hasn't worked.
Right.
Because that was a scenario that was not plausible.
Right.
But for those people to be in that situation, it was plausible.
Yeah, right.
You know, it wasn't a thing of like, you know, hey, you'll be a big, you know, football player. Hey, we're going to sell your soul to the demon or whatever else. This is what you got to do to get there. It's like, okay.
Right.
You know, don't get that. But
yeah,
you got Marlon Wayans in there too, who I think Marlon Wayans actually can be a decent dramatic actor.
Oh, he can. He can.
You know. But, oh, shit, hang on.
Uh-oh. Let's see. What did him make? $3.8 million. 71% decline from the debut. Damn. Ticket sales stand at $20 million domestically.
My headphones fell out of my ears. I have to do the wired headphones on the phone. I have to do it anyway because nobody evidently can hear me on my earbuds.
Oh, nice.
Or AirPods.
Right? Huh.
For whatever reason, it's always whatever muffled or who knows.
Right. That's weird.
I don't know where the microphone is. Maybe it's covered in wax. Who fucking knows? I don't know why. Hey, man, you sound muffled. Yeah, I guess so.
It's my headphones. It's not me.
Yeah. So, that's, you know, like I said, not to sound, but it's just like, you know, hey, it's a bunch of dumb white kids getting killed. We're all in on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, scary, supernatural, beastly shit.
that would never happen in a fucking million years. Okay, right. We're in on it. But you throw that in, and again, I say nothing against Jordan Peele, even though his version of the Twilight Zone didn't work.
No, it didn't. And that's you know, you.
But really, it hasn't worked since Rod Serling.
Right, exactly. Foster Whitaker.
Even when they brought it back.
Yeah.
You watch the 80s days of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't.
Even the Zemeckis movie wasn't that good. Even when they retold.
See, I like the movie.
Yeah, but the thing is, it wasn't as good as the series.
No, I'll give you that. It wasn't as good as the
series.
And
I think it has to do with the black and white.
You think so?
Yeah, because one, and this way, feel free to challenge me, but black and white, even though it's black and white, nothing ever feels dated other than, oh, they sleep in separate beds or that they're all sitting around the dinner table. Those social things maybe, but you can't tell and go, okay, because they're all usually dressed pretty well or they're dressed nicer.
Right.
And also adds to the spooky element of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the reason that, you know, Mel Brooks did Young Frankenstein in black and white.
Yeah.
You know,
it's more effective.
It adds to that thing, yeah. I mean, that's the reason that they wanted to do Airplane in black and white, and the studio wouldn't let them do it.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, it doesn't feel as dated as color sometimes.
No, I agree.
If you watch a 1970s in color TV show.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, it just feels dated.
Yeah.
It's like Andy Griffith will play forever because it's black and white.
Right.
The Addams Family.
Oh, yeah.
The Munsters.
Yeah. Munsters was color, wasn't it?
No, black and white.
I thought it became color at one point.
The movies. The movies were in color. No, they were always in black and white.
Okay.
Again, all that stuff was in black and white, so it just never... Well, it's old because it's in black and white. It just never felt old.
Yeah, it doesn't feel old. You know, like you said, the Addams Family, that TV show doesn't feel, to me at least, it doesn't feel like, oh,
no.
It's a 60s setting. No, it just feels like it's an Addams setting.
The only time that it ever feels like it's that setting is when they try to, you know, put their toes into pop culture and they have the British Invasion Band.
Right, yeah.
They have one of those things. You know, that's the only time it ever felt.
Right.
You know. Like Gilligan's Island, you watch and you're like, it's so dated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the black and white episodes, not so much.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe. I mean, again, I'm not a huge Gilligan's Island fan.
Yeah.
Not like somebody else that we play golf with every night. But I was going to do this on the radio.
Yeah.
And see if anybody could remember theme song to the original black and white, where they don't mention the professor and Marianne.
Right.
You know, the movie star and then all the rest. I was going to play it and then stop it right there. I'm like, who can complete it? Call me and let me know.
There you go. That's good.
Yeah. But it also required me being in the studio and I had so much shit going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually in the studio anyway till about, I'm on the air at 3. I'm usually in the studio till a little after.
Okay.
And just working on the show and doing stuff. Because I do a lot of research and things like that during the show.
Right.
And, I was like, I just don't, I'm too busy. I need to get up front. I need to get this done. I need to get this done.
Yeah.
I said, I've still got to do some work tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just so fucking tired. But hey.
You going to make it in for golf?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in. No, there's nothing that's going to. I'm going to die tomorrow if I don't get it up. I'm not getting fired tomorrow.
Right.
Nobody will even probably notice if I don't do it. But.
Yeah.
But I'll notice.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
It will also then throw me off.
It'll bug you. Yeah, it'll bug you. That is true.
Because I'll have to work at least at some point.
Okay.
And our neighbor wants us to come over and have dinner tomorrow night and watch the Bengals game, even though I'm like, dude, they're going to suck. I don't really want to watch them.
Nobody wants to watch
Joe Burrow's out, and it's like,
Yeah, I have several Bengals fans on my friends list, and man, they do love to bitch.
It's like, you know, yeah, there's so many things to bitch about.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, but, they keep they keep several reasons in rotation, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Well, here's a big piece of news. I started to talk about this off the show, but I was like, no, I'll tell you on the show. This is too good. So, Fortnite. Have you played Fortnite?
Yeah, I played it before.
Okay, yeah. It's just basically another first-person shooter.
Oh, real quick, back to sports.
Oh, yeah.
Watch how many Reds fans come out this week, because it looks like they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They lost today, but it looks like the Mets, because they're basically playing for the last wild card position.
Okay.
And it's them or the Mets.
Right.
And there were three scenarios the Reds make it in.
Yeah.
The Reds win, they're in. Okay. The Reds win, Mets win, they're in.
Okay.
What was the other one? They both lose, they're in.
Yeah.
Mets win, Reds lose, they're out.
Oh, okay.
Well, Reds lost today, and the Mets are losing right now 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth.
Nice.
So they don't really have a half inning left to
recuperate,
come back
and
win the game. They could, it could still happen. But if the Mets lose, then it's over, and the Reds go into the playoffs
okay.
for the first time. Who knows how long?
Yeah.
But now, so you just watch your Facebook feed. Yeah, Reds.
Yeah, yeah.
Or all the people are just you never told. I never knew you liked baseball.
I'm sure the son-in-law, but he is a constant fan. I'm sure he's going to be floating on cloud nine trying to get
tickets. He's for anything called Reds.
Yes, he is. He's a Reds fan. Reds fan. He's also a huge Chicago fan. Yeah, he's a big Cubbies fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there you go. So, you're on to something on Fortnite.
Fortnite, yeah. For anybody who's curious, I'm sure everybody knows what it is, but it's a first-person shooter. But they always have these special weekends and special weeks, and when they update the game constantly, and it's always a big deal. I can't remember what they call them, but it's always a big deal when they have a new revision, because apparently they add stuff constantly to the big update releases. Well, they added an update apparently a while back, so you could buy a skin for Peacemaker from the TV show in the game, so you could look like Peacemaker.
So all the kids were getting it, and then they realized how violent Peacemaker is.
Nope, even worse. They yanked, I think effective yesterday or Friday, they yanked the skin off the game and said they're evaluating it, and that if they decide to pull it completely, they will offer refunds to everybody who bought it, which is unheard of. Yeah.
It's the reason they're pulling it?
The reason they're pulling it, I can't tell you. I can't tell you because it's a spoiler for the series. And this thing, I don't, even if it doesn't bother you, I don't want to spoil this thing for you because it's so cool. You'll see it. When you start watching season two, you'll see it coming.
I've watched the first episode.
Okay.
That's all I've watched so far.
Well, you may or may not see it coming. I kind of, sort of saw it coming and made a guess, and turned out I was right.
Yeah.
I guessed it a couple episodes before.
I can pretty much guess. I think I know what it probably is.
Quite possible. But basically, because of what happened in the show this past week, which was so shocking, they had to pull it because, how would you phrase this? Because if they didn't pull it, it would seem as if they were supporting something politically.
Ah.
Which they don't. Yes, it's something where...
What, Peacemaker or Trumper? Pull off the show.
Well, let's put it this way. There's a... not to make it political...
I'm just going to... You don't have to. We're not even going to go that far.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm not. I don't want to go. It's just like, pull that before Sway gets mad and burns our shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I don't blame them at all.
Yeah. Can't believe this fictional character likes this person.
Right.
Oh my God. I thought I was watching a good family-oriented show where the dude has orgies in his house and does cocaine and kills people for peace, What do you mean he's this? Bullshit.
It was a good twist, though. It's a really good.
You know, next really thing you're going to tell me.
Jesus.
Next thing you're telling me is Tim Allen has political beliefs. What the fuck? That guy from Home Improvement loved his kids. What do you mean he was in jail and did cocaine?
See, I phrased that wrong. I phrased that badly. It's not a political stance.
Yeah.
It's not a political stance that Peacemaker takes either way. It's
He's a registered Republican? Oh, fuck his bullshit.
It's something that happens in the story. You'll know what it is when you see it.
Yeah.
It's something that happens in the story.
He made a woman have an abortion? Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think they'd ever touch that topic. Jesus. That'd be funny, though. I'm surprised
The genetic mappings says this baby is going to be the devil. Do you have the abortion?
Yes.
Wasn't that one of the arguments they used to use on it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
You could have gone back in time and told Hitler's mom.
Yep. Would you do it? No.
Would you do it?
I would. Yeah.
How much are you for or against abortion?
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a test.
But it's a bullshit question, because guess what? There's no time travel.
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. But if it did, oh, fuck off. It
exactly.
doesn't.
It doesn't.
Let's deal with realities.
Yeah, it doesn't, so don't worry about it. Let's see. Saturday night, they announced it was disabling. It's called the Peacemaker Hips Emote.
Peacemaker. Oh, it's a... Oh, is the character still there,
it's
or did they just remove the emote?
I think they removed the character and the emote. The emote is just a dance. It's a Peacemaker dance he does.
Oh, okay.
I have a feeling, I haven't seen it, but I have a feeling it's from a piece of the intro.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just disabled it Saturday night. Let's see. How is it? Let's see. Assuming it's not coming back. Will issue refunds. Dance may also have been hiding, blah, 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 in plain sight. So Epic spent 2 weeks potentially unaware that it was charging people $5 to make their characters dance like something.
Okay.
Dance like something.
All right.
At the time of writing, neither Warner Brothers or James Gunn have commented on the emote being canceled.
Well, they had to approve it, right?
Oh, yeah, they approved it. Oh, they don't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay.
Gunn and Warner Brothers are not going to have a problem with this. They just go, whatever. it's not something that would make Gunn and Warner Brothers itchy because they've already covered it in the series.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be like, oh, God, you know, we can't do this. Epic, though, apparently Epic had no idea. Nobody warned them, and they didn't know this was coming up in the story. And as soon as it came up, then they went into spin control mode and were like, okay, we're sorry. We didn't know. They didn't warn us.
Yeah. You know, and now, is this something that parents would find would be problematic for parents and their kids playing the game?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That is probably something that the creators of Peacemaker should have probably told Epic Games.
They should have, yes.
Said nah, or that, or just said no, we can't.
Yeah, I understand
because
perfectly.
I sniff a lawsuit for whatever Epic Games loses in money that people paid, they have to give back.
Possible. Possible.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah. You sold this to us knowing that there was going to be something happening that was going to be, you know, earth shattering, and might have a lot of people mad, and you let us do it anyway.
Right. No, it's they could.
Now, is there, because there's still three episodes left.
Yes. Two episodes left.
Is there the chance that it does redeem and come back around? Or,
very doubtful.
Okay.
Very doubtful. Damn it. I want to tell you so bad, but I want you to see it. Because there's a moment where you go, oh, fuck. There is a...
probably not.
Keep falling off.
Probably not. Because everything that I have seen...
Yeah.
Makes zero sense to me.
So far, you mean?
No, just people commenting, oh, it's going this way. I have no everybody what you're talking about.
Okay,
so,
okay,
right,
okay.
Have fun.
Yeah,
have fun.
Yeah, it went a way that no one expected.
Now, if it was, well, no, again, it. This is for. I mean, everything I'm seeing is like it's fanboys. It's fanboy stuff.
Right.
Oh, it's this whatever in this university. I mean, we already know it's going to be a parallel. There's another universe that's getting pulled in. We know that just from the from the very first episode.
From the first episode, right, right.
Yeah, it's another universe that happens, and it's this. And, right. And you know, and it's like, I already heard off. Okay, so which one was the real universe? Which one was the main universe? Which one wasn't?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which one's the alternate universe? Is the other alternate universe like, you know, like the super clean cut DC universe? That's the one that, you know, that Peacemaker died in the first episode. And he was like the good guy, the one you saw in Superman and everything else.
Right.
But this one's all in this alternate universe and he wasn't the real Peacemaker.
No, no, that's not the case. That's not the case.
Okay, again, you don't know. I'm just saying that there's, you know. Or was the other one the reason Dad was all nice? Because it's the white supremacy universe. Who fucking knows?
Could be anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, you know, Dad was white supremacist in this one. Peacemaker killed him. And he goes to the other one where it's all happy and they all love each other and everything else. And is that, you know, what was the difference between the two?
Right. All I can say is, as you watch it.
Was this the universe that Hitler won World War II? And, you know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Again, I'm probably stepping all around it, and you're just like, I'm just shutting up.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm stepping all around it. You know I'm stepping all around it, because I know there's enough stuff out there in alternate universes where, like, the weird-ass thing happens. It's like, you know, it's like the Star Trek episode where they landed and the guy set up the Nazi regime because he thought it was efficient, and Kirk and Spock are going, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, that was a great, you know? Yeah.
Or it's a piece of the action where they built the whole scenario.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like the game Crimson Skies where, you know, this didn't happen, so we still have, you know, airships and shit like that docking the buildings.
Yeah.
You know, these are alternate universes that, okay, none of that shit is mind-blowing me.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I love alternate universes. I love alternate universe stories. They are my favorite.
Or Mirror,
another great
one. They're the bad guys because they got the goatees.
Yep. And the daggers on their vests.
Yeah, exactly. Get
the dagger picture. Yeah, I love the Empire. That was, yeah, that's, Mirror has always been one of my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Top five episodes. It's in my top five.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Nazi episode's in my top 10. Easily.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because that, yeah, like you say, that was a great one because the guy chose to.
Can you imagine? Okay, now we're gonna go down the road a little bit and say, okay, can you imagine somebody actually doing that album today or doing that episode today?
Oh Jesus, no!
Just even showing that would trigger people.
No, it. Well, wait a minute. We were just watching something. What was it? Shit, we were just watching an episode of an old series. And sure as shit, it involved Nazis, and they displayed some stuff during the episode in the natural course of things, and it was all swastika labeled, and it was a fiction series,
but
it was all swastika labeled, and it was just like, Barb immediately was like, oh my God, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, you could 40 years ago, you know, 50 years ago. We had an entire show that was built around a bunch of guys in a Nazi prison. And it was a comedy, you know.
Yeah.
It was within 30 years of the actual war, so people thought, well, we can laugh about it now.
Well, that they also made the Germans into bumbling buffoons, and,
right?
You know, it had historical content. There were serious episodes.
There were
things taken very seriously,
right?
But they're like, oh, they didn't mention the Holocaust. You know, it's like, okay, guess what? It's primetime comedy show. Yeah. Not going to get down that road.
No, we're not going that far down the road. No.
God, I mean, how triggered would you be by old Monty Python episodes?
Oh, God. Jesus. Imagine some of the shit they got away with.
When they did some of the World War II stuff.
Oh, yeah. Blackadder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one that displayed the war and very much treated as a
That was World War One, though.
It was World War I. Didn't World War II come into play, too?
No, never did.
I thought it was a later episode. Or a later series.
The fourth series was World War One. That was the final series.
Okay.
Then they came back with a special through time and all the other stuff.
Right.
There was never They talked about doing an updated version that was going to be taking place in the 70s, and they never did it.
Okay, okay. That's a series that was the only I wouldn't mind revisiting. I just, I don't think I've ever, I think I bought the first two seasons for the Voodoo. I know I bought the first one season. I might have bought the first two seasons. House.
Hang on, I may drop out. House, Maggie. Maggie, house. House.
House? What a great series.
Yeah. That's also Maggie's key word to come in the house.
That's what Shelby's dog, their key word is touch. Is it touch?
Oh, we've got that. We've got that, but she don't pay attention to that one.
Yeah.
House knows you've done shit wrong.
Yeah, get in here.
And you get the fuck in the house.
Right.
But she's not in the mood for that right now, so.
Right.
We'll have to use the other way to get her in.
Jesus. We don't love dogs. By the way, going back to Animal Crossing, I meant to tell you, Allison is quite amused by your playing.
Allison.
Shit, I can't remember her last name. Oh, I won't say her name. I'll just say Allison C. Allison, she's been listening since the early days.
Okay.
She worked with Richie Thomas. Richie worked together and used to listen in the office to the show at their desks. Yeah. But yeah, we haven't heard from Allison in a while.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, Allison. I've not been.
Yeah, she's
only been going so far.
She's amused. She was listening. She said she was amused listening to the last show, listening to you talk about playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I'm shaking trees and getting shit to fall out.
Banging rocks and shaking trees.
Yeah, when does this shit get good?
It's always good.
Yeah,
it's such an easy, relaxing.
See, the thing is, but you have a schedule. You have things written down, things I've got to do every night in Animal Crossing.
No, I just know them now.
I know, but you know, I've got to get on. I haven't shaken trees yet.
Yeah, true.
You know, I got to bang some rocks and keep. It's like that's a fucking job, man.
Yeah, it is. It's so quick though. It's so quick.
Uh-huh.
It says
the retired guy who has nothing to do.
Well, no, I mean, if you got a day where you're like, I don't have time for this, you can grab the Switch and in the space of like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You can bang all the rocks, shake the trees, and you're done for the technically you're done for the day. You know, if you wanted to, you could hang out, run around, build shit, you know, shit like that. But it's not like I've got to do that today. I'll just bang rocks.
Oh no, you don't have to. I mean, you'll catch up, and then you get there and like, oh my, this island's gone to shit. So I haven't pulled weeds in a while.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah, the worst thing that would happen is your weeds would get overrun, and that there's a solution for that. There's a creature, can't remember his name. There's a creature who comes to the island, to the town square, like once a week or once every 2 weeks, and he sells all kinds of different plants and fruits and vegetables that you can buy and plant and grow your own.
Okay.
And he also offers, he'll tell you that he offers a service. He has
weed removal service?
Yes, he has a weed removal service. You pay him like, I think it's like 300 bells or something. and he will go through and he will get all of your weeds off your island.
Yeah.
Which, trust me, you won't need to worry about. I mean, if I get on once a day, once every 2 days onto my new island, and I think I have like maybe 3-4 patches of weeds a day that'll pop up. I can even go 4 or 5 days, and the weed problem doesn't get bad. It's when you leave it for a year, like I did.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, when I left it for a year, I got on, and that place was fucking overrun with weeds. It took me a good 2 or 3 hours to catch up and get everything back in shape.
Yeah, what's those lazy-ass people you living on your island doing? Are they pulling fucking weeds?
Well, they're giving me presents, which is something they do.
He's like, hey, here, I'll give you stuff if you can pull my weeds for me.
No, he just comes
like, how'd they get all their shit?
I don't know. They just get it.
They all this stuff, and they're not pulling weeds. They're not shaking trees. They're actually not banging rocks.
That's not true. They're not banging rocks, but they do pull weeds. They do pull weeds. You can go to your town
around
hall.
Their area.
No, everywhere, because they roam around. Oh no, it's fun to watch them roam around. sometimes you'll go looking for.
But also, it's always dark. It was always late at night whenever I jump on. It's fucking dark. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. They're all probably sleeping.
Yeah, and when I've
gone to visit people, they're like, "What the fuck are you doing, Matt? It's time of night."
Right. They're all asleep and they're not letting you in. The solution for that is
your time travel. Change your date and time.
Change your date and time. Yeah. I will if I've missed the time limit, like on the new island. I've only got till 10 o'clock to buy shit in the store because it closes at 10.
Yeah.
And I sometimes it's so late that I have to time travel back and I will reset my switch to like 7 hours earlier in the day and then restart the game and bang, you know, I'm in sunlight. It's the regular day. I can go and play for a while and then, you know, finish what I need to do. And then just put my time back to normal and come back the next day and do my playing. So, yeah.
There you go. All right. So cheating the game.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you all very much for listening. Next week, I promise I'll have more on, Animal Crossing and, you know, what the fuck happens in this stupid-ass game. Hey, I pulled some weeds and sold it.
I pulled weeds. No, never sell your weeds. Save them. You'll need them. Matter of fact, never sell.
Yeah, get in trouble. You don't get in trouble for selling weeds. I'll buy your weeds. You got good weeds.
I was gonna say you won't. No, you won't get in trouble. They'll buy them. They'll buy them. And if you find that little fucker that sells plants and saplings and shit, he will buy your weeds for a decent price. But you need the weeds to build things in the game. So I always tell people don't sell your weeds.
Fruits. See, this is a stoner game.
It is.
Everything revolves around
weeds and money.
Weeds and money. Yeah. See, Grand Theft Auto does that same shit too. People get mad about that one.
See, I'm just looking forward to when we can set it up and I can go on your island because, man, I'm going to dump so much money on you. I'm going to dump all kinds of money. I told Allison.
I almost pulled out today, sat here on the back porch and played it for a bit, but I was like, okay, we want going out and getting free pizza somewhere. So.
Pizza, Animal Crossing. Pizza, Animal Crossing.
Free pizza. No, free not pizza. True. Free pizza.
I'd probably pick the pizza, too. I probably would. Yeah, I definitely would. So.
Yep. Cool. So, all right. We are at the end of the show. If you would like to donate to the show and whatever else you can via the PayPal donation link, if you'll leave a review, which most of you won't, but hey, some of you do. I haven't looked to see if anybody left us a review.
I haven't checked.
It's probably been a while.
Yeah.
You can do that. And other than that, that's all we got for this week. Oh, our email address is working still?
Yes, the email addresses should be good. I need to double check.
We never give them out.
No, it's shaman@apocalypseradio.com and charlie@apocalypseradio.com.
Yeah, so if you want to email us, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to drop us a line, drop us a line. I will go out. Matter of fact, I will go in as soon as we finish the show today. Let's see. Excuse me. Domains. PriceRight.com. Yes, I will go there and double check them. Did you send me? You sent me a password you used, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I'll have to look through and find it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
So I'm just while we're talking, I'm going to look up the podcast if we have any reviews lately. Yeah. All right. I'll continue. I don't give a shit. I'm not downloading podcasts anymore.
Let's see. Damn it, I can't find. Do me a favor, resend.
All right.
Yeah, resend that password. Resend that password.
I will.
Cool. All
right, so let's see here. There it is. Let's see. Latest episode. More. Let's see. Updated monthly. It's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that's where we're at. It doesn't tell me. Let's see. It doesn't even list the reviews.
Well, damn. Is this Apple?
Oh, no. Here we go. 5.0 still.
Good.
The top review is 12 years ago. If there's more. Oh. 13 years ago, 16 years ago, 14 years ago, 16 years ago, 13 years ago.
Damn, those are going
12
back.
Years ago, 12 years ago.
Damn.
And I think that's all.
Those go back in time. Shit. 16 years ago. Shit.
But that's all the reviews we've got.
Yeah.
One, right. 2, 3, 4, 5. Five reviews. We have 12 ratings, and they're all 5 stars. So, hey, thank you.
Hey, as long as they're all 5 stars, I'm happy.
Yeah. So, we're all good with that.
Cool.
It's only 5, so we don't have these people suck.
There are no
better back. It was better back in good old days. Yeah. The show's changed so much. They've gotten away from everything they were supposed to be into.
We're the same show. It's been 20 years.
I haven't heard
about
Buffy the Vampire Slayer in, like, God, 4 years.
Oh, yeah. We haven't. Yeah.
Which we'll be able to talk about it again soon.
If I restart it, yeah. If I restart
it. Oh, no. If the reboot actually takes off. Yeah.
Forgot.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping up. Wow.
See, back in the day, he would have known about that.
I would have, you're right.
He'd have known that there was a new Buffy series. Mm-hmm.
In the old days, I would have remembered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that we would have cared more.
Yes.
Age has gotten just like, well, that's all.
Yeah.
We've gotten to that point in age where, okay.
I'll try it, but I don't have a lot of faith. Yeah. Don't have a lot of faith in it being worth the shit.
Hey, new Marvel movie. I'm going to be first to see it in the theaters. I'll wait for it.
Maybe not.
Hey, there's this new TV show. Yeah, watch the first episode. There's 10 now. Yeah, I'll stop.
Yeah, I might get around to it.
We're in the apathetic years.
Yeah, there you go. The apathetic years. That's a good way to look at it. That's a good way to look at it.
We should put an asterisk next to Apocalypse Radio now. And say apathetic radio.
There you go.
The apathetic apocalypse.
Since 2020.
Oh, shit. So, shit. We are at the end. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Reach out to us. Let us know you listen. Please, we don't care, honestly. We do this for ourselves. So, fuck y'all.
It's for fun.
Again, this is a way we've known each other now for... How long?
25 years.
25 years.
Yeah.
And we do Xbox every night, but we don't get to talk about all the shit we want to.
There you go.
Because we got sensitive little panty ways. Why y'all got to talk about this?
I don't care about you fucking man telling you stuff. I got your documentary I like. Yes, we fuck. Have you seen that one?
Have we talked about that on this show? Have we talked about Yes We Fuck on this show? Okay.
No.
Last thing we're going to talk about. We're playing video games one night, and we have a friend of ours, Tim. God love him. Documentaries he loves.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve, I'm surprised that you didn't go into a comic and be saying documentary.
I've just got used to him saying documentary.
I just want to read through. Like, it's called documentary, you dumb fuck.
Documentary, goddammit.
I know. I let it go. It's like, does he do it on purpose to see?
I think he did it on purpose after being corrected.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did somebody correct him one night?
Oh, yeah, I corrected him. I guess it was about a year ago was the first time I heard him use the word.
And he was a documentary?
Yeah. And I kind of stopped and I was like, what did you say? And he said, this great documentary.
Documentary. Yeah,
documentary I'm watching. And I'm like, you mean documentary? He goes, no, a documentary. I went... A documentary. He was like, no, that's not the way it was pronounced. And that was the moment where I went, never mind. Okay. Never mind. It's just not important. Fuck
no.
It. Just gonna let it go.
It's not as bad as driving the race car backwards on the
track. I'll give you that. It's not as bad as driving the race car backwards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You should drive the race car backwards. The Shalman unfriends you.
Yeah, there you go.
Cuts you off.
Cuts you off
from everything. Fuck you. You're dead to me now.
Yeah, you're dead to me. I like that. You're dead to me now. That's good.
So, we're playing games one night, and we're talking about something. And Rocky goes, hey, here's a documentary you all can check out called Yes, We Fuck. And it's a foreign documentary. It's on, what did I say, Tubi?
Tubi.
Yeah. And it's foreign. It's about an hour long. It's been out for a few years. But basically, it's handicapped people having sex.
Weird topic.
Mentally,
mentally disadvantaged.
Mentally disadvantaged, physically disadvantaged. And they're just. It starts off. It's an orgy.
I didn't know that.
No, it starts off with an orgy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's a disabled people orgy.
Wow.
With people putting clothespins on their nipples and shit.
Oh, my God.
And getting all kinds of freak.
Oh, my God.
When you when you get to the ones that, you know, have, like, cerebral palsy and stuff like that, the one guy who's got, you know, basically he can't move. And you know, he is actually paid a worker that does, you know, sexual favors for people with disabilities.
Right.
And she's, like, putting him in a cage with a dog collar on him and spanking him and shit.
Who comes up with these ideas?
I mean...
For this documentary.
You gotta want... The thing is, though, it's not like, oh, yes, we have nice, passionate, regular relations. No, we get into freaky shit.
Damn.
That's all it is. We're all... With the exception of the Down syndrome people. They seem like they're the only ones that were having, like, normal relations.
Normal, yeah, normal.
It's like, I don't know if they were worried that if we showed people with Down syndrome getting all freaky that people would come at us, or so we're going to show them as the normal couples. Everybody else, though, are freaks.
Freaks, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But, stupid. You know, again, if you ever, cause I'm sure somebody's out there said, I wonder if those people have sex. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
And this documentary... answers that question. So,
what a weird topic to decide to do a documentary on. You know, I'm looking for something to do, something that'll affect the world long term. Wait, I've got it.
And before you think, oh, I'm gonna get to watch some disabled people porn. No, everything's blurred out.
It reminds me of the old joke. The guy takes his family to the hotel. They're checking in, and the guy goes, "Is the porn disabled?" For his kids, to make sure the kids can't get it. The guy looks at him and he goes, "No, you freak, it's not disabled. Why would you want to fucking watch that? Get it, disabled porn."
Yeah, exactly, disabled porn.
I'm telling the joke very badly, but that was the crux of the joke. Yeah, yeah,
that's it. Yeah. No regular porn, sir, you sick fuck.
Sick. Yeah, there you go. Regular. Matter of fact, there you
no
go.
No regular, you
hit the punchline normally. Yeah, there you go. You got it right.
No regular, you sick fuck. All right, so we are now at the end. So that there's something for you all to go Google and look up. And if you do it, you've got to drop us a note saying you did.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious.
Because I'm the only one that's watched it. And I didn't really, I speed watched it. I was like, oh, because while we were playing video games, like, oh my God, look what they're doing now.
Oh my goodness. The things we
I don't think Tim or Rocky, who even brought it up, ever watched it. I'm like, Rocky, why was this even in your "you should watch this" list? What are you looking up?
What are you looking up that this comes up? What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. So, funny. There you go. It's called Yes We Fuck. Jeez. All right. So we are out of here for this week. We'll be back next week. Until then, have yourselves a good one, and we will catch y'all later.
Later.
If you'd like to send an email, email to charlie@apocalypseradio.com or shaman@apocalypseradio.com. To subscribe, use the links at apocalypseradio.com or search for us on iTunes.
Dave's rolling, man. Make some noise.
Live from the intersection of beer and bongs.
Okay, tape's rolling.
On that lonely old highway we call the World Wide Web.
Oh, dude, start over.
Making sure the net never gets predictable.
I'll mollify it with some sounds.
Apocalypse Radio.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
Galactus, Galactus, the devourer of worlds. What? Are you recording? That was mean.